This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The death toll from the coronavirus in China continues to rise. It now stands at 170 with nearly 8,000 confirmed cases. In Geneva, for the third time in 1 week, a World Health Organization emergency committee will meet to decide whether the virus poses a global health threat. Lisa Schlein has more.
The two previous emergency meetings ended inconclusively. WHO experts were split on whether the spread of the coronavirus was large enough to constitute a public health emergency of international concern. But this quickly evolving disease may change some of the doubters' minds. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus praises the strong response taken by the Chinese government to try to stop the epidemic. But he acknowledges that events on the ground in China and abroad are moving too quickly to be ignored. He says the emergence of any new pathogen with the potential to cause severe illness and death is of grave concern and must be taken with utmost seriousness. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The new trade agreement between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada is a step closer to being implemented today after President Trump held a signing ceremony on the White House South Lawn. The White House predicts the new agreement will steer more automotive production to the United States, will boost American dairy, egg, and poultry exports, and overall has the potential to create nearly 600,000 jobs and generate up to $235 billion in economic activity. Canada has yet to ratify the pact. Rescue officials in Syria say warplanes struck a town in a rebel-held enclave in northwestern Syria overnight, killing at least 10 people. The attack also put a local hospital out of service. For news on the go, use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News.